I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Harris and Trump preparing for presidential debate. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. We'll hear some updates to the city of Wichita's proposed parking plan. That topic and more to come at Tuesday's council meeting. A preview is ahead.
Pedestrian killed in Newton. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The debate over tomorrow night's presidential debate in Philadelphia continues.
Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn on Fox News Sunday talked about what he thinks former President Trump's strategy should be.
He needs to let Kamala Harris talk, something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter.
On ABC's This Week, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the former president will be prepared.
He takes questions from the press on a regular basis. So I think every day is debate prep for Donald Trump.
On CNN, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the vice president must remain focused and disciplined because the former president
is a master of taking any form or format that is on television and turning it into a show that is all about him.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Fox News Radio will be providing live coverage and a simulcast of the ABC News presidential debate tomorrow beginning at 8 p.m. Central Time, and you can hear it right here on KNSS.
Summer break is finished for Congress.
Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill after a lengthy August recess, though this work session is not expected to last long as members of Congress are eager to return to campaign events back home. Still, Republicans spent part of last week on calls about a path forward for government funding. A short-term spending bill is needed to prevent a government shutdown at the end of this month. A House GOP plan would attach the SAVE Act to a stopgap measure extending current funding levels into March. That legislation would require proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections, and the measure faces likely defeat in the Democrat-led Senate. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council will give the public an update on their proposed parking plan at Tuesday's council meeting.
The plan was delayed last month after considerable negative public feedback. The city will continue to receive feedback, and officials will return to the council in the next 1 to 2 months with an update and any potential adjustments to the plan. The city and Sedgwick County proposed to split the costs of a review and analysis of emergency communications and fire department operations after a fatal fire in East Wichita last October. The council will also discuss a special liquor tax allocation for this year and next. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A 19-year-old man was hospitalized after he was shot near downtown Wichita early Sunday. The shooting occurred near the River Vista Apartments at 150 North McLean Boulevard. The victim told police he arrived at the apartment complex with an unknown woman and other individuals, and that an unknown man shot him. Victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect has not been found.
A woman is dead after being hit by a vehicle on Interstate 135 near First Street in Newton Saturday night. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a pedestrian, she was walking north in the southbound lanes of I-135 when a Dodge Durango driving southbound hit her. The deceased woman identified as 22-year-old Aubrey Lee C. Lakey from Newton.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
In sports, we'll take a look at the Kansas City Royals, who have gotten things reversed this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up in sports, have some highlights.
Big wildfire threatening Los Angeles. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Israeli officials say three Israelis were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan. The military says the gunman approached the Allenby Bridge crossing from the Jordanian side and opened fire at Israeli security forces, who killed him. Relatives have identified the gunman as a retired Jordanian soldier. Jordan says initial investigation results indicate it was an individual act.
Residents in the Los Angeles area escaping the flames and heat of the Line wildfire. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with the latest.
Mandatory evacuations are underway as a massive wildfire burns through a national forest east of Los Angeles. The blaze started Thursday evening amid a days-long heat wave that pushed temperatures into the triple digits in many regions along the West Coast. More than 640 acres have already been charred, and tens of thousands of buildings are under threat. The cause is under investigation.
The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says three people were injured. California Governor Gavin Newsom has proclaimed a state of emergency for San Bernardino County.
Some of the world's biggest crises are on the agenda in Switzerland today as the UN Human Rights Council meets.
This month-long Human Rights Council session has a lot on its plate. Since they last got together, the disputed election in Venezuela has raised concerns. A report last week described a pervasive climate of fear as authorities target those opposed to President Nicolas Maduro. A special rapporteur has also just reported back on the former Soviet state of Georgia, saying human rights defenders are under vicious targeted attack. Protesters there are worried about returning to Moscow's orbit. The United States is one of 47 countries which makes up the council. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The world's richest man is about to start otherworldly flights to where no one has gone before.
The sky isn't the limit for Elon Musk. He has much bigger plans. The SpaceX founder jumping on his social media site X over the weekend to announce plans to launch an unmanned starship to Mars in 2 years. If all goes well, he says, the first crewed flights to Mars will happen 4 years from now. The ambitious entrepreneur says he believes it's also possible to establish a sustainable human settlement on Mars within 2 decades. Mars is 140 million miles from Earth. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
KNSS News, I'm now 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic? Well, the traffic volumes really are starting to pick up here in Wichita at this time. You can see it all on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. However, only a couple of areas where we're seeing traffic starting to get really heavy, fairly heavy traffic in places. Kellogg and Webb Road, also along Kellogg out by Mays Road. Just a couple of places where the traffic started to really pick up. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chamber.
And now the KSN Stormbreaker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing really, really, really well. Yes, thank you.
You know, I feel like over the last few days, the forecast been kind of put in cruise control. You know, there really hasn't been a whole lot going on. And, you know, that's a good thing when it comes to fairgoers. Anybody heading to the Kansas State Fair? I know it's Monday, and a lot of people may be heading to the office. But, of course, the fairground's not necessarily going to be empty. Somebody's going to be there enjoying their Monday in style. And if that's you, it does look like we're in store for a pretty nice day. After a cool, comfy morning, it's just going to turn warm again with a high of 86 degrees under those mostly sunny skies. There's also going to be a southerly breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. That breeze backing off after sundown, winds turning lighter under those mainly clear skies, will dip down to a cool and comfy low of 58 degrees. More sunshine for our Tuesday. Really a similar day compared to how we're starting off the week. So tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 86, south breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour. By midweek, getting a little bit closer to that 90 degree mark, really just getting a reminder that it's still technically summertime out there. Official start of fall, September 22nd, which I believe falls on a Sunday. Once we get to Thursday, still staying mainly dry, anywhere from partly to mostly sunny skies. Have 86 Thursday, 87 Friday with more sunshine. We may have to wait all the way until this upcoming weekend for a chance of rain. And even then, between Saturday and Sunday, we're only looking at around a 10% chance with highs right around that 90 degree mark. Right now, we're at 56 degrees with very little cloud cover. Fair skies with a light south wind at 6 miles an hour.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. What a great forecast. And that is the KSN Stormbreaker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. It is a fair forecast. For the fair, get it? Fair.
Ah, I get it.
Well,
now I get it.
Takes a while to, you know.
Yeah, it's Monday.
7:14, Steve and Ted.
I'm not very hooked in yet.
A special guest with us this morning. St. Shelley is with us. My wife is with us. Good morning, St. Shelley.
Oh, good morning. You know how funny you are. It's a fair day. You just get wittier with age, don't you?
Huh? Listen, did you know yesterday was Grandparents' Day?
Well, yes, I did know that.
I didn't. So, we didn't get a card. Nobody offered to take me out to dinner. Nothing.
Excuse me. A long time ago, I agreed with the children that we have so many days that we can celebrate Grandparents' Day. We see our grandchildren all the time. They acknowledge us for everything else. We don't need a special Grandparents' Day. And you mean just yesterday you figured out, it's Grandparents' Day. I'll tell you what the difference is.
Yeah.
Those grandchildren are no longer little kids anymore, and they have their own lives. They're busy, 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 busy.
Well,
that's
why Steve expects a financial gift at this point.
That's right.
Well, that's probably true.
You're beginning to realize why he came back to work, aren't you, Ted? Yeah. No, listen, yesterday we did have Jocelyn came over, one of the twins, and we racked up an old VCR. We did a special tape of my parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed my mom and dad talking and some different, and Jocelyn had never seen this. She didn't know what they looked like.
To get that converted to digital.
Well, it took us about an hour to figure out
exactly
how to get the audio up. We finally had to call Nolan in, another one of our grandchildren. He came in, but there you go. You know.
Wasn't that funny? But see, there's the thing. Whenever we need one of those grandkids, they're there.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I mean, there was, I got to go do this. Got to take my girlfriend, do this.
No.
He was right there.
I'm really being poking some fun today, but it's grandparents is every day for us. We got great grandkids, so. And most people do. We don't need a special day, right?
And you know, they just celebrated Father's Day and Mother's Day with us, going to Mass with us and to dinner and all that. I can't believe this is the first year you've ever said anything. Well, did you know it was Grandparents' Day and we didn't see all our grandkids or hear from them?
We had to talk about something on the radio and I couldn't think of anything else. So, listen.
Oh, you're such a whiny baby.
Let you go back to sleep there and we'll talk to you after a while.
Did you tell Ted how much I enjoyed having you home for a week?
Yeah, I told him.
Thank you, Ted, for letting me come back.
Oh, yeah, we're glad to have him. Glad to have him here.
Okay, good.
All right.
Y'all have fun today.
Okay. Have a nice.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Yeah, now you know why I came back to work. Today is September the 9th.
Yes, it is. 9/9.
Actor Adam Sandler is 58 today.
Oh, your favorite.
His accolades.
What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
His accolades included nominations for 3 Grammy Awards, 5 Primetime Emmy Awards, a Golden Globe Award, and a Screen Actors Guild Award in 2023. Sandler was awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. I guess for that humor prize, you don't have to be funny.
His movies have made a ton of money.
The man is
huge. Filthy rich.
Hugely popular.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Well, you're not alone.
Okay.
Some people don't like him.
He's having a birthday. He's 58 today.
58.
All right. 7:17, Steve and Ted in the morning. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll talk. Let's start out with Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium yesterday afternoon. Very low-scoring game against the Minnesota Twins. The Royals are going for a 3-game sweep. Could they hold on and get it? You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
26,477 at Kauffman Stadium. Standing and chanting and clapping and willing. The 1-0 pitch. Larnach hits it high in the air, down the left field line. Melendez sprints over into the corner. He makes the catch, and the Royals win the game. A 2-0 shutout win. The Royals sweep the Minnesota Twins. The Royals have won 4 straight games. Michael Wacha earns his 100th career win, and the Royals take some September momentum to New York.
Yeah, that's up next. The Royals hit the road. First stop is Yankee Stadium. Got to take on the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. 6 o'clock tonight, and that game will be right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS tonight. Royals and the Yankees. But the Yankees are the franchise in the league, in the American League, that the Royals have had the least success against in their franchise history. Especially bad on the road in Yankee Stadium, where they lose 67% of the time. The Royals have lost 23 of their last 29 in Yankee Stadium. Well, see what the Royals do. See if they can keep the win streak going. Royals-Yankees tonight here on KNSS. And here's the situation for the postseason. The Royals have a 6-game lead for a wild card spot with 18 games to go in the season. So we're getting close. See if they can get something accomplished in New York for the next 3 nights. All right, let's go to minor league baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge played its final road game of the season yesterday afternoon in front of 7,000 fans in Frisco and beat the Rough Riders 4-2 in 10 innings. That Wind Surge bullpen worked the final 5 innings of the game, allowing 0 hits and 8 strikeouts. Kyle Bischoff was one of those guys out of the bullpen who's just continues to be on fire. He threw a scoreless 8th inning. He's got a 1.4 earned run average for the Wind Surge as they won their final road game of the season. Off day today, and have 6 home games coming up starting tomorrow downtown. JUCO men's soccer, the number 3-ranked team in the nation, is Cali College. And Cali won on the road yesterday at Dodge City, 5-0. Cali men's soccer team now 3-0-1 on the season, ranked 3rd in the nation. We will talk Shocker volleyball tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chris Lamb Show with the head Shocker volleyball coach. 6 o'clock tonight, it's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. As the Shocks coming off a win over Arkansas Little Rock over the weekend, and now they're looking ahead to 3 matches in Lincoln, Nebraska coming up later this week. And after the Coach Lamb Show, we move on to Monday Night Football. The first Monday Night Football game of the season. It's out in Santa Clara, the San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Jets and head coach and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. 49ers, a 3.5-point favorite. You can listen to that game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And a happy birthday to a pretty good pitcher that came through here. Joey Hamilton is 54 years old today. The number 8 overall draft pick by the San Diego Padres out of Georgia Southern. Pitched for the Wichita Wranglers in 1992 and 1993 with 7 victories along the way as he was on his way to a 10-year career in the major leagues, including half of that with the San Diego Padres. And a top 5 finish for Rookie of the Year in 1994 with the Padres. Good pitcher, former Wranglers pitcher Joey Hamilton. He is 54 today, and that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now, keep it here for House Call for Health. Can standing up in class improve a student's grades? That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSN.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Monday morning here. And 57 degrees. Tomorrow is the first and possibly only debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris.
The ABC News presidential debate will be held at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. There will be 2 commercial breaks over 90 minutes. Microphones will only be hot for the person speaking and muted for the person who's not speaking. Similar to the debate former President Trump had with President Biden, though there had been some debate about those rules. Last week, the Harris campaign agreed to those parameters. Each candidate gets 2 minutes to answer a question, 1 minute for follow-ups or clarifications, 2 minutes for rebuttal. Former President Trump won last week's coin toss and chose to offer the final closing statement. Vice President Harris got to pick where on stage she'll appear, and she will stand on the right side of the viewer's screen. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS presents live coverage of the debate tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Israeli airstrikes on Syria overnight. Reports at least 14 people have died.
Two regional intelligence sources have told Reuters the target was a major military research center for chemical warfare. It's believed a team of Iranian experts were there involved in producing weapons. Israel doesn't normally comment on reports of strikes inside Syria and hasn't done so this time. But the Syrian military says Israel launched what it calls air aggression, with air defenses thwarting some of the missiles. In April, suspected Israeli warplanes killed several Iranian military figures in an attack on Syria's capital, Damascus. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Garden City Board of Education is considering closing four elementary schools. The board will discuss the proposal at their board meeting today. The plan would also transition two intermediate centers into elementary schools, and they would add on to another middle school. A vote is not expected until the BOE meeting on November 26th.
Governor Laura Kelly announcing last week that tax collections by the state for the month of August were ahead of projections by $23 million, which adds to the surplus in the state coffers. Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins of Wichita says the governor needs to use this surplus to give relief to Kansas taxpayers.
What she says is fiscally conservative is her having enough money to start all the programs that she wants, spend all the money she wants. That's not what we want. We want to make sure that we get money back to our taxpayers. And people across the state need to remember that. When it comes to this election, you know, do you want to continue sending more money into the state or do you want to send less? If you want to send less, you're going to elect those fiscally conservative Republicans up in Johnson County and elsewhere so we can do that.
Speaker Hawkins was a guest last night on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
House Republicans have issued their own report on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021.
That GOP report blaming the Biden White House for mistakes made as America wrapped up its longest war at the end of August 2021. Former President Trump had already signed a withdrawal deal with the Taliban. The partisan review laying out the final months of military and civilian failures, allowing the Taliban to sweep through and conquer all of the country even before the last U.S. officials flew out on August 30th, 2021. That exit leaving behind many American citizens, Afghan battlefield allies, women activists, and others at risk from the Taliban. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning.
For your Monday, mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to be breezy out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour, staying mainly dry after a cool, comfy start this morning, warming back up to a high of 86 degrees. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And right now we have a clear sky, 57 degrees, and we got a northeast. Make that a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 7:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's that time of the week, time of the day, Mondays with the mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning. Did you guys have a nice weekend?
Oh, man. Mine Fantastic. Was great. What do you think, Ted? Was yours okay?
Oh, yeah. All Loved right. it.
We always have a great weekend. We do. We make it a rule. How about you?
Very nice.
What do you do for this beautiful
Very
weekend?
Packed. Uh-huh. Well, it was a packed weekend. We started with the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at the Epic Center. Firefighters from all across the state and even out of the state came here to, again, do a memorial of the 343 firefighters who died in 9/11. So that was really special. They also have a traveling authentic 9/11 exhibit that will be at the Kansas Firefighters Museum. So I really encourage people to go there because they brought it out during the event, but it will be here in Wichita until November. Then after that, we went to the Wichita, Kansas Temple groundbreaking. That is for the Church of Latter-day Saints. Then after that, went to the Kansas State Fair and had the opportunity to showcase a Hereford from Little River. So thank you to the young people from 4-H, Josie, who was helping me and teaching me how to do that, and had the opportunity to just walk around the state fair again and finished up the night at Jubilee, a great fundraiser for the Sedgwick County Zoo. And then yesterday had the opportunity to help just fundraise for PBS Kansas. Obviously, that's our public television station. They just produced a new documentary called Great Women of Kansas, and it will re-air again on Channel 8 on Thursday at 7 p.m. So highly encourage people to do that and watch that documentary from Chris Frank.
You had a very busy weekend. Mine was not nearly that busy. I just sit around and think of something to do. I guess I should have called you and figured out how to stay busy.
You can always join me. You can always join me.
Oh, I don't think you want me along. Listen, so tomorrow at this council meeting, we're going to talk about parking again. Is that correct?
That is correct. As you remember, last month we halted all of the purchasing of equipment so that we could get better feedback from the community. And since then, there have been multiple town hall meetings, special presentations to groups around downtown. And this is going to be brought back to the council tomorrow as simply a report card. Basically, what they have gathered over the last month since we halted things. And from there, we will hear all the different types of opportunities moving forward. As you know, I've mentioned this in the past, but parking in general, whether it's parking in the downtown core or parking in East or West Wichita, parking is not free. It is absorbed by somebody. Sometimes it's the landlord, sometimes it's the tenant, and sometimes it's the user. So we need to figure out who should be paying for parking. I know that I've heard from several community members who say, I've never even been downtown, and I don't feel like I should be paying for parking for people to go to downtown Wichita. So we have to take that into consideration, as well as the folks who live, work, or even play downtown. Whom should truly be paying for downtown parking? And really, it's about the maintenance of parking. Obviously, this conversation has been presented over multiple years, and now we're wanting to be even more intentional about how to move forward together.
Is there any hurry to get this done? I mean, I would perceive that we haven't done it for a long time. Is there any big hurry to get it done, or do we have any federal grants or anything that are involved?
There are no federal grants that I'm aware of that are involved, so there's not a hard deadline other than the one from a contract that we signed back in June. But because we halted things in August, that, again, is there's no moving forward deadline until we get more information from staff. So for folks that have asked, is it January 1st? The answer is no, it's not January 1st until we get more of these options from staff.
Anything else going on?
Did you eat anything good at the fair?
I had a pronto pup.
Ooh, there you
classic.
Go. Did you see the pig races?
No, but I got to see one of the sheep being born and then had its opportunity to stand on its four. So that was really special. I love seeing the young people that go out to the state fair. I think it's so important for us folks in Wichita to go out and support the Kansas State Fair, connect to how your food is produced all across the state of Kansas, and have a really better appreciation of what a wonderful state we have. And so I always encourage people to go out to the state fair. And I actually got to see little May from afar. So that was neat also.
Little May? What is that?
Yeah, from KWCH. Ross Jansen's dog, May.
The weather dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh. They wouldn't allow you to pet the darn thing?
I didn't get that close because there was such a long line.
Okay.
The line to see May is always quite extensive.
Somebody from Channel 10 sold me the dog has fleas. Now, that could be just a rumor.
Now, don't start rumors like that.
Right.
Did you ride Ye Old Mill?
Ye Old Mill.
No, I did not. But again, the state fair is happening all this week.
That's
so
true.
I think today is the $1 to get in.
Mm, yeah. Wow. What about the butter sculpture?
That was neat. She was still finishing up the butter sculpture itself. So that was neat to continue watching her do her work.
Okay. The butter, you don't know what it is, though, right? She's still shaping up. All right.
Well, it's a big cow, and there is a sunflower as well. So,
all right.
All right.
She's still finishing it up when we were there. So It was neat to see. But I do have something to say about this upcoming weekend, and I really want to encourage people to come out.
Tell us.
So this upcoming weekend on Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m., we will have our third Unity in the Community. This is a walk around neighborhoods all across Wichita to be peacemakers, to remind people that there are resources to connect, especially our youth with, so that they don't get into these types of crimes where there's youth violence. And so Unity in the Community will be held up at Evergreen, which is by 25th in Arkansas, on September 14th at 10 a.m. And there will be free food. So we really encourage neighbors to come together, walk with us, and really be ambassadors of peace.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us, as always, and we'll check with you again next week. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with us this morning. By the way, Ted, speaking of the fair, Saturday night at 6 p.m., U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is going to do a live town hall meeting with people asking questions and so forth. And it's there at the Kansas State Fair Encampment Building. And the host moderators will be you and me. Steve and Ted will be there.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, that's huge.
That'll be a huge draw. That's even more, probably a bigger attraction than the pig races. But that'll be, we'll have a good session there at 6 o'clock on Saturday night with Senator Marshall at the Kansas State Fair Encampment Building. How about that?
All right.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7.
Grand event.
7:41 with Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update today. A national cooking company has brought its cookies to Wichita.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here, KNSS, 7:47 on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will present an update on their proposed downtown parking plan.
Two.
Stock market ready to start the week after a down close Friday on weak jobs reports.
One.
Harris and Trump preparing for their presidential debate in Philadelphia. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, traffic volumes starting to pick up and slow down. Usual area, this is the road construction. Backup starts right about Amadon, right there at the K96 split there, northbound the I-235. Goes all the way over to the North Junction where the road construction is, so watch for the slowdown there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Now two locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South of Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 57. For Tuesday, more of the same, sunny, the high 88. Now a clear sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clock Tower in Delano for the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps. See the experts at Hatman Jack's. Steve and Ted in the morning, and today is Apple's product rollout day.
Fox on Tech.
Are you ready for new Apple stuff? Apple will unveil new products today in a long-awaited presentation the company is naming GlowTime. Expected to be debuting and demonstrated will be iPhone 16. There has been much speculation as to what the latest iPhone will look like, what its electronic guts will be, and what variants and sizes, and of course, what colors will be available. Those questions should be answered today. Prices, however, would be a conversation you'd have to have with a retailer or phone carrier. Also expected to be unveiled is a next-generation round of Apple Watches, and there's also been chatter of new AirPods, as well as both a new Mac Mini and iPad Mini. We'll know for sure when Apple chooses to show things during the program. Apple's event will stream live starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. The presentation will be available on Apple's website or Apple TV, but also on YouTube. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A weak jobs report was felt on Wall Street Friday.
A tough weekend's on Wall Street, with the Labor Department estimating 142,000 new jobs were created last month, but economists had expected more than that. And the jobs numbers for June and July were revised downward by 86,000 jobs. The unemployment rate still ticked down 0.1 point, stands at 4.2%. Christopher Waller, one of the Federal Reserve's governors, says the time has come to start cutting interest rates. He's supporting a 0.25 point cut at the Fed's policy meeting September 18th. The Japanese company that operates 7-Eleven stores rejecting a takeover bid from the Canadian firm that owns Circle K, saying the $39 billion offer undervalues the company's worth and potential. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A national cookie company has brought its cookies to Wichita, Tiff's Treats. It's a company that sells cookies in 140 physical and delivery locations across a dozen states, expanding into the Wichita market with delivery-only services in areas of East and West Wichita. The company will also have delivery some delivery areas in Topeka and Lawrence. Wichita residents within delivery zones may order online from 10 a.m. to 9:15 p.m. Pricing for delivery ranges about $7 for residents in delivery zones and a flat $16.50 for residents in extended delivery zones. A request of a company spokesperson for specific delivery zones in Wichita was not returned.
Chicken Max has big plans for the Sunshine State. The Wichita-based fast casual chain announced that it aims to open as many as 100 restaurants across Florida over the next several years. It's part of the next phase of expansion for the brand, revealed earlier this year, into the southeastern U.S. Chicken Max targets metro areas around the state will include Jackson, Miami, Tampa Bay, Tallahassee, St. Petersburg, Orlando, and West Palm Beach. And that's a look at business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. And just a reminder that this afternoon, Ted and I will be helping to award the prizes at the annual Starkey Golf Classic, the tournament at Rolling Hills Country Club out on the west side. And our good friend Jamie Reed, invites us every year to come out and have a little refreshment with her.
We've helped Starkey out with this for many years.
I don't know how many. Do you? It's one of those things.
I think we're getting close to 20.
Really? Okay. Well, Jamie, we'll see you out there.
We're a little bit under 20.
Those golfers, are they starting about 8 o'clock? And then,
boy, on that course, temperatures in the 50s.
Going to be nice out there. Rolling Hills. Okay, what else we got going on? 7:52 now with Steve and Ted. And today is National Boss Employee Exchange Day. Does that sound good to you, Ted? Huh? Yep. Well, bosses and employees often have brainstorming sessions. Exchanging positions provides insight into the business.
Do I get the boss's pay for the day?
No.
Oh, well, then I'm not doing this.
Are you crazy? It sounds to me like a really crummy idea.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. If I wanted that job, I'd go apply for it. Anyway, some people...
And I know my boss doesn't want to do what I'm doing all day long.
No, doesn't want to do what we do, and we don't really want to do what he does. So we'll just observe a boss's exchange day by exchanging pleasantries. How's that? Say nice to you. All right. I want to thank you and Jad for filling in while I was gone.
Yeah, welcome back. Haven't seen you since last month.
This job requires quite a bit of dedication and commitment, and every now and then it's good just to sleep in.
Get out and wind down a little bit.
And an eventful week. We got a lot done by Shelley and
good.
I. By the way, yesterday I gassed up for $2.49 a gallon, saving 55 cents a gallon with a little plus card. So I was happy about that. We had, what else we have?
You went to a Wind Surge game during your time off. I saw that.
Did we? Yeah, we did. I forgot about that. Yeah, it was a pretty good game, too. Had a good game at the Wind Surge game. And what else did we do? Oh, I'm getting new glasses, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, these are not my computer glasses.
Oh.
So I'm doing like this. They're bifocals, and I'm having a hard time, but... I'll get some new ones in one of these days soon. And what else do we have? Oh, our stove conked out on us.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have to go out and get a new stove. And
So that's what the end game is. You have to get a new one.
We had a Gen Air in our kitchen. I think it was about 22 years old.
Yeah, it's been around a while.
And these things don't last forever. So now we're in the process of getting a new one coming out of St. Louis. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, worked in the yard, did a little bit of this, cleaned the garage a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just all those things that kind of pile up.
Yeah. Oh, but I know. I know the deal.
It's good to be back. If it's not good to be back after vacation, maybe you're doing the wrong kind of work.
Well, there's that.
Maybe so. All right. 7:55, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Harris and Trump preparing for a presidential debate. We have that story coming up.
Take a look at the Kansas City Royals, see if they can keep the good times rolling. Good weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Highlights coming up in sports.
Stay, keep it here for Stephen's Head of the Morning on KNSS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.